Pray with me for a second. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to share with this congregation, although virtually, Father, we are one in spirit, Father. Be with us and be with me, Father, as I attempt to share your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I believe we have a word from the Lord today, and as we are under restrictions of movement, it does give us an opportunity to reflect during this time. And my prayer is that during our reflection that we can reflect on ourselves. And this message comes from Proverbs chapter 6 today, the sixth chapter of Proverbs. Proverbs. These are wisdom, words of wisdom from observation. And as we look at these Proverbs, there's so much wisdom in it for us. And these wise words from Solomon gives us guidance of how we should act and how we should behave. Now, in the sixth chapter, and I'm going to start at the 12th verse and reading from the 12th verse. A worthless person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth. He winks with his eyes, he shuffles his feet, he points with his fingers. Perversity is in his heart. He devises evil continually. He sows discord. Therefore, his calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly, he shall be broken without remedy. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. My brothers and sisters, the topic for today is God don't like ugly. Amen? God does not like ugly. So as we look at this passage, it really talks about a person and the behavioral attributes that they have and how God looks upon them. That 12th verse starts off with saying a worthless person, a wicked man walks with a perverse mouth. And it talks about how a person acts, who is not walking according to the Lord. So as we look at this, I really want to focus on verse 16, because after saying verse 12 through 15, Solomon switches and shares six things that the Lord does not like, or seven sins that can tarnish our spiritual relationship. You have to excuse me, I have an activated light that seemed to want to turn off when it wanted to, but there it is, it's back again. Anyway, as we look at this, these six things that the Lord hates, yet seven are an abomination to him. And we look at verse 17, we see one is a proud look. Now, something about this, as we look at this, pay close attention, because the first five things that the Lord hates are body parts. So as body parts set in sequence. So look, a proud look, what does that deal with? That's our eyes. A proud look, a look of arrogance, a look of arrogant spirit. He does not like a proud look among his people. He does not like pride that puffs people up with self-sufficiency and self-satisfaction. If there's anything we've learned during this terrible time, is that we cannot be proud. We have to rely on other people. We have to rely on others to help us out during this time. So that's one thing that the Lord hates, is that arrogant spirit before people, which puts pride before God. There is no place for that among God's people. The second thing in that 17th verse is a lying tongue. A lying tongue. This is the person that has no regard for the truth. To lie is to distort reality for one's own purpose. That's what a lie is. A lie is something spoken to deceive someone else. Some lie for mischief. Some lie to promote their reputation. Some lie to destroy the reputation of others. And some lie to conceal their faults. Now there's proof in Acts chapter 5 that God don't like lying. Let me introduce you to a couple, Ananias and Sapphira. In Acts chapter 5, the church, the newly formed church, they're gathering resources to support the body of Christ, and people are pledging what they will give in the effort of building the church. And these individuals who want to be somebody, they pledge a large amount. They pledge a large amount, only to not give that full amount. Now, there is nothing wrong with not giving all, but there's something wrong in not giving what you pledge to give. So that's the essence of it. And as a result of it, they die because of the sin of lying, the sin of lying. So that's another thing that God hates. Again, the title, God Don't Like Ugly. Amen? Now that is something we have heard since we were children. Now usually it's from some elderly member of the family. When we do something wrong, you know, they'll say, God don't like ugly. Well, this is a case of God not liking ugly. The next one is shedding innocent blood. This is, God does not like a violent person. God does not like a person who lacks control over their own anger issues. You know, God told Noah in Genesis chapter 9:5 that man is made in God's image and that those who kill shall be killed. Matthew 26:52 says, they that live by the sword shall perish by the sword. So therefore, God does not like shedding innocent blood. Let's look at verse 18. Something else God does not like, a heart that devises wicked plans. God does not like a devious heart. This is one who has no regard for anything but that which might work to their own advantage. You know, we need to be careful sometimes in the relationships we make, because not everybody we have a relationship with is like us. And is not looking out for our own best interests. We have people who try to devise wicked plans, who have devious hearts. These are people, you can usually tell people like this because their rules and values that they choose to follow benefit them only and not you. They disregard you when it's inconvenient for them. They're the person that's always looking for that edge. This is the person whose mind works day and night to devise schemes of lust and cruelty. Stay away from people who have a devious heart. Again, God does not like ugly. And the last part of verse 18 of Proverbs 6 is feet that are swift in running to evil. Feet that run towards evil. And, you know, there are people who seem to be okay until an opportunity to do evil is put in front of them. These are the ones that rush to do evil, who seek opportunities to do wrong. To them, an opportunity to sin is a stroke of good luck and a chance to get away with breaking a rule or get something for nothing. Some simply have a joy for wrongdoing. You know, we see examples in the news of people who run towards opportunities to do wrong. is presented for them and they're quick to jump on board. They're quick to make a quick buck. They're quick to take advantage of somebody else. They're quick to cheat somebody else. Their first question is, what is in this for me? And how can I benefit myself with whatever scheme that has been put before me? You know, there are those who are swift to run towards evil. Stay away from those types of folks. Again, God don't like ugly. And in verse 19, a false witness who speaks lies. Think about it. That's perjury. It's a serious offense before God. Exodus 20, verse 16 says, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. It not only hurts the person who is innocent, but it hurts the person who spreads the lie. You know, there are people who specialize in speaking lies. There are people who specialize in broadcasting lies. It is so interesting, or isn't it interesting, that a lie gets around quicker than the truth? And it's interesting when a false statement is made in the media on page one, when they correct that, it's always on page three or six at the very bottom of the page. A false witness who speaks lies is someone that God does not like. That's why in the legal system, the more witnesses you have, the better off it is for the case. A false witness who speaks lies. You know, the Pharisees, they accused the early church of speaking lies, of being false witnesses about this Jesus Christ. But that was not a false witness. That was the truth. Today we have the term fake news. But isn't it interesting that quite often people who cry out that something is fake news are the ones who are false witness? They are the ones who are speaking the lies themselves. When they try to post the blame on somebody else, God does not like ugly. And check out this last one, and one who sows discord among brothers. Sowing discord is another thing that God does not like. This is a person that attempts to break the bonds that hold a community together. They are usually antisocial. They try to hide their own faults by accusing other people of wrongdoing. They try to point the blame on somebody else. They sow discord. They won't accept the fact that they have made mistakes in their life. They won't forgive themselves or forgive others, but they sow discord. They seek to break the bonds of friendship. Many of us have had friends as we have grown up who have sown discord in our lives. They have tried to sow discord within our own families, within our marriages, within our circle of friends. And usually it starts out with, if I was you, this is what I would do. Sometimes I have to tell my brothers and sisters, well, guess what? You're not me. Quit sowing discord into my life. These are the ones that want to bring your community into chaos. Think about it. In your circle of friends, in your wide circle of acquaintances, usually there's one person that can cause a mess to happen just by saying a word. Maybe that's the person who sows discord. Maybe it's time to point out to them that God don't like ugly and give them an opportunity to get right with God. Psalm 133:1 says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." That's all we want to do. My brothers and sisters, we want to dwell together in unity. But guess what? These sins that we have pointed out, that Solomon has pointed out in this passage, are sins that threaten to break the community. The proud look, the lying tongue, the hands that shed innocent blood, the heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Do you know somebody like that? I know a few people like that. It's an opportunity to check them on their behavior, to tell them that God don't like ugly, like the old folks used to say. God don't like ugly, and it's time to get right with God. I like Proverbs chapter 6, starting at the 20th verse, where Solomon says, "My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when you awake, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light, and reproofs of instructions are a way of life." These are instructions of how to keep yourself pure before the Lord. And it starts off with keeping the word, keeping the word, and not forsaking the law. It says to bind them about continually upon thy heart. And that binding upon your heart and tying about your neck is the essence of keeping it with you at all times. Imagine if you wore a necklace where you could pull out scriptures and see them at any given time. Imagine if you wore a hat where you could clip scriptures to the hat and you could read them all the time. But when you got in trouble, you could just go to the word because you had it. Imagine, my brothers and sisters, if you had an instrument in your pocket where you could just pull up scripture at any given time. Imagine, my brothers and sisters, if you knew the word well enough, like David, who said, "I have hid the word in my heart, so I might not sin against thee." Imagine if we only took the time to study God's word, to memorize God's word, to ask ourselves, how does this word relate to me? Imagine if we kept the word in our heart, as scripture tells us to, and we thought about the word before we entertain any evil thought. Imagine how beautiful a community we would have. But unfortunately, my brothers and sisters, the job description of the Satan is to steal, kill, and destroy. So we will always have evil among us. But our job is to make sure that we are leading a right life. So as we take this opportunity to shelter in place, as we take this opportunity to restrict our movements, let us also take this opportunity to reflect within ourselves. Let us take this opportunity to review our virtual address book and ask ourselves, Is there somebody in this address book that I don't need to hang around anymore? Is there someone in this address book that seeks to bring me down rather than lift me up? Is there someone in this address book that sees me as a stepping stone only to benefit themselves? I dare say, my brothers and sisters, those are individuals that are seeking to sow discord into your life, into your family, into your circle of influence. Stay away from them and remember God's word. And that is the one way of keeping yourself from having somebody look you in the face and say, God don't like ugly. God bless you. God bless you. I hope and pray that you have enjoyed this message today. I pray that you have enjoyed this service today. We try to get better and better every Sunday. We don't know when we will be back in our building, but until then, we will continue to have our virtual service. Until then, we will continue to praise the Lord. Until then, we will continue to pray together and stay together. Until then, we will continue to connect with each other with the means we have at our disposal. Until then, my brothers and sisters, we will keep on remembering that we are a community of faith. We might be socially distant, but we are spiritually connected. So God bless you. God bless you until we see each other again.